And now, back to Small Business Heroes, brought to you by TELUS on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
717, it's James Maduk speaking, and this particular segment is brought to you by SRGG Solutions, an affiliated company of Scott Rankin, Gordon, and Gardner Chartered Accountants. Visit srgg.com for accounting software. And we're now joined in the studio by Wendell Hughes, the president of Fitness, and let's get that spelling correct right off the start. So no one, if you want to go and find Wendell's business, it's www, and what's the rest, Wendell?
It's a P-H-Y. T-N-E-S-S, fitness.
Fitness and .com or .ca?
.ca.
.ca. And these links, of course, will be available after on the smallbusinessheroes.com website if you've missed it. But we're going to be talking to Wendell about taking care of yourself. We've had all of the shows until now have been taking care of your business. We have to make sure that we're taking care of yourself. So, Wendell, just tell us a little bit about your company and how you can help us take care of ourselves to start off with.
Absolutely. Well, my company is like a traveling health club. We travel to our clients. We make it very convenient. And the majority of our clients are actually business people. People who have little time, they're so busy, they don't take care of themselves. They're not lazy people. They're very, very disciplined and focused in their area, what they do best.
Which is business.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. However, much like I need an accountant, a financial planner for my business, they need a personal trainer, someone to help them with their health and their lifestyle, and that's where we come in. So we take a bit of control over that part of their life and tell them what to do, when to do it, how hard to do it.
So and like a drill sergeant?
Well, just about, yeah. Some people have called us a lot worse names than that, but yeah, absolutely. They're accountable to us. We're accountable to them. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, you've got a couple high-profile customers here at the station, don't you? Maybe you could tell us about that for a second.
Yeah, both Lowell Green and Steve Maitley are clients of mine, and most of the times they like me, but there are times when they call me Dr. Torture and a few other things. But they both have done fabulously well. And they're typically typical clients of ours. These are very professional guys. They're very good at what they do, but they just have forgotten along the way to take care of their health. And then it got to a point where they had to do something. Yeah. And where do they turn to? What do they do? It's kind of a maze out there. So that's where I came in. And Steve has been with me for just a little over a year now. He's done really, really well. And Lowell is coming along a long way as well. And what's neat about it, Lowell is now playing squash, and he hasn't played squash in like 10 or 15 years. He's joining hockey next year. He hasn't played hockey in I don't know how many years. That's really important to him.
Okay, you know, so people are starting to get active. So why don't you walk through what people – let's say, for example, there's someone out there listening. They're an executive. Maybe they've got a little bit of a larger company, or maybe there's someone just starting out that's working around the clock. Where do they start if they recognize, hey, I've got to do something to take care of myself? What should they do?
Well, the very first thing they should do, and everybody should do for that matter, is get hooked on water. I know that sounds really simple, but our body is 60 to 70% water. You want 60 to 70% more energy, get on water. That's the very first thing. It's very simple to do, very easy to implement into our busy lifestyles. The second thing they got to do is they got to get active. They got to move. And that may mean just walking further away from their car, parking their car further away from where they work, that kind of stuff. Taking a lunch hour walk. If that's as simple as that's all they can do, then go ahead and do that. Or they can get into more of a structured fitness or exercise program, join a health club, have a trainer come to their home, that kind of stuff. But get help right from the beginning. Don't try and do it on your own. Just like you try to quit smoking or quit drinking, you wouldn't do it on your own. You get help.
Get help. Okay, yeah. So walk us through. I know I'm starting to drink some more water, and I'm going to start to take care of myself. What are some of the things that either a fitness trainer or someone that visits a drill sergeant visits, what kind of things do they do with clients?
Three main things. One is they address their nutrition. They find out the mistakes they're making and how they can improve that. They don't expect people to be perfect. I mean, no one eats perfect all the time. Even the granola crunchers out there, as Lowell would call them. They just don't. It's just impossible. So first, address the nutrition. That's the first thing we do. The second thing is we try and get them involved in some sort of a cardiovascular program. That's walking, running, swimming, hiking, cycling, rollerblading, that kind of stuff. The third thing is important is to get involved in some form of strength training or resistance training. Even for cardio athletes like myself who run marathons, weight training is essential to our progress. Absolutely.
Okay, so we've got three pieces there, and if someone is is just starting out, you know, you're talking about walking or something. One of the things that probably comes is say, I don't have time to take a walk. So, what do you say to those people, and how does that How does that work forward if they're pushing back and saying, I don't have time?
Well, absolutely. That's the number one excuse. But I can give them hundreds of testimonies of people who are extremely busy with their business, with their family life, with their social life, who they find time. And that's the first thing you got to do. We all have 24 hours in a day. So why do some people find time and others don't? The people who find time put a higher priority on their health. So they say, well, I've got to do this, so I will find time to do it. So they start off by doing 10 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden that 10 minutes becomes 12, comes 15, comes 20, and all of a sudden they're doing something consistently for 30 minutes three or four times a week. Then they progress up to 45 minutes and that kind of stuff. Once they get to a point where they can consistently do things for 30 to 45 minutes four or five times a week, then they increase the intensity without increasing the time.
Okay, now what do you mean by the intensity?
Well, instead of going for a walk and say you're walking at 3 miles an hour, well, now because you're fitter, you can walk at 3.5 miles an hour a little bit faster or on the treadmill a little bit faster. So now you're getting a bit more benefits without increasing your time. Just like weight training, you start out with a 5-pound dumbbell, work your way up, but you don't increase your time.
Okay.
So it's really good time management.
Okay. So I'm still busy. I'm walking a little bit.
Yep.
And I start walking, but who knows? Maybe I'm going to stop. How do you keep someone from, you know, getting to that point where they can consider themselves consistent?
Yes. As a matter of fact, your other guest, Speaker Darrow, and I were talking about that earlier. He said, you know, these are all great things and I should do them, but I really, you know, we all need motivation to do it. Much right. like you need a business plan in a business, you need to have goals and objectives as what you're trying to accomplish. This time of year, a lot of us are training for the half marathon, marathon. It's a mission. We're on a mission. So if you have a little bit of incentive behind you, something pushing you to go beyond what you would normally do on your own, a little bit of motivation, that really helps. A little simple goal. Go to try and lose 5 pounds. Try and learn to maybe run your first mile or maybe lift your first 10 pounds, that kind of stuff. Have little goals.
So what are some incentives that you've used with your customers? What are some
other
examples?
Other than the whip and...
Yeah, exactly.
Very simple things. I tell them, well, maybe you can start now playing with your grandchildren that you couldn't before. Maybe now that your 16-year-old son would like to go cycling with you and you couldn't keep up with him. Well, now that you have the energy, you can maybe, you know, not be so tired when you come home at the end of the day and spend some quality time with your family. You're not sitting behind the couch because you're
or behind just, the computer or the keyboard.
Yeah, you have more energy.
Is there some age groups that you tend to see people that start to get involved in fitness?
Absolutely. Well, we're indestructible in our 20s and 30s, of course. And then in our 40s and 50s, we say, things are starting to slow down. Metabolism slows down. And we got to do something because things are starting to show up or show around our waistline. And we need to do something about it. And that's when it's really important. But it's even more important to try and approach it today. It doesn't matter what age you are. What's really exciting is the body never ages. We allow it to age. My oldest client is 96 years old.
96.
96. And her goal is to walk down the aisle as a bridesmaid this summer. Can you imagine? Isn't that exciting?
Who's getting married?
Well, one of her healthcare workers. And this is amazing. I mean, that's her motivation.
Yeah.
Simple as that is to her.
Yeah.
Steve Maitley's, one of his motivation this time last year was he was having a hard time getting in and out of the dock from the boat.
Yeah.
Because the boat was so much lower.
Yeah.
And now he can jump out, no problem whatsoever. So he has another goal now of reaching a certain weight, you know, by the year 3000. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
But, you know, that kind of stuff. It's really, really important to have those little missions.
Okay, now I'm running the half marathon, the National Capital Half Marathon upcoming, and I've been doing all sorts of running,
yeah.
The cardiovascular, but I haven't been doing anything other than that. So, what are some suggestions you would have for me then?
Absolutely,
to balance it out.
Absolutely, the buzzword now is called cross training.
Okay.
Not cross dressing; it's a whole different sport. But cross training is when you mix other sports, so you don't get repetitive injury syndrome from
okay,
running.
Okay, what's repetitive injury syndrome?
That's when you do the exact same sport over and over and over again, like tennis elbow. You get that from running too much. You get runner's knee. Yeah, that kind of stuff. You
okay.
get Achilles tendonitis, these things, injuries from repetitive doing the same thing. Where cross training, if you cycle, say, one day and you run 5 days, then the day that you're cycling, the muscles that you're using from running are getting a bit of recuperation.
Yeah.
And it also allows for a lot of diversity in your program. And so I would suggest for you, instead of, you know, increasing your running and speed and that kind of stuff, take up another sport if you already, you know, are into one now, and pursue that on maybe your day off, so you get a bit more cardiovascular benefits without jeopardizing your knees or your back from excessive running.
Okay, perfect. So I got to do some cross training. So pick something else to do in
Absolutely.
One of those off days.
Try to pick something that's non-impacting, because running is impacting.
Okay.
So swimming would be non-impacting, weight training non-impacting.
Okay. So if someone's out there, they're listening, if you had three things to tell them that, you know, I want to have some balance in my life now, I've got my business going, I want to take care of myself and make sure that I'm here to enjoy what I build, what are the three things or four things that you would tell people?
Well, the four. One is... increase your water intake. Number one, 8 to 10 glasses a day minimum. If they're athletic,
8 to 10 ounces?
8 to 10 glasses.
Okay, and how big is a glass?
About 8 ounces.
Okay.
Yeah. And the second thing is get involved in some sort of fitness program. I don't care what it is.
Or where it is.
Third thing is look at the nutrition and try and make some changes and eat well most of the time. Don't try and be perfect. There's no perfect person out there. And the fourth thing is, don't be a BMW. You know what a BMW is, eh?
No.
A bitcher, moaner, and whiner.
Okay.
Just don't find excuses. Just do it, you know?
Yeah.
Because the 96-year-old isn't a BMW. She found a way, right? You can drive a BMW, but just can't be one.
Yeah.
Don't let excuses stop you. Find a way around it.
Okay, and if someone wants to find out about having you come and be a drill sergeant to help out, where would they go and what should they do?
A couple of things. They can go to our website. That's fitness.ca, phytness.ca, or they can call us at 728-0978.
Okay, perfect. If you just joined us, we've been speaking to Wendell Hughes, the president of Fitness, and they're a drill coach, fitness coach. I think, is it fair to call fitness coach?
Absolutely, yeah.
They're a fitness coach. And if you're serious about your business and you want to make sure that you're there for your family and your business and you're having some balance in your life, please listen to what Wendell had to say. It's vitally important that we all take care of ourselves so we can enjoy what it is that that we build. So thank you very much, Wendell, for coming on the show. And I'm going to have to keep in touch with you now. Last year, actually, I got hurt. I was ready for the half marathon, but I got hurt by repetitive
injury syndrome.
And that's right. So I've been taking a little bit easier, doing a little bit, and that's why I was asking that question.
Good
so I'll let you know what happens there.
Good luck.
Okay. So we're talking to Wendell. What we're going to do is we're going to go to break in a second, and what we'll be doing after that is we'll be coming back with Dara O'Higgin, the president of Good Contacts, and we'll be talking about keeping care of your contacts. We talked about keeping care of yourself. We're going to be talking about keeping care of your contacts. They've got some neat software and a good story to tell, so stay tuned for that. You're listening to Small Business Heroes. This is James Maduke speaking, and thanks again to our sponsor, TELUS. We'll be right back.